four-point play to Jeff Van Gundy.
Iguodala to inbound. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry. Catches. One dribble. Steps back. Puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spates. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
The San Francisco Bay Area is mourning those Warriors. And I'm learning that you cannot escape sports no matter where you are. My Uber driver talks about the Golden State Warriors. My friends were going to Warrior parties. Even my nephew in India messages me not to reveal the result as he watches a recording of the final. It's hard to be a sporting ignoramus. This is Sandeep Roy for KALW. I grew up in India as a boy who flailed at sports. I was the last one chosen on the cricket team. I tried to be as far away from the ball as possible on the football field. On a mellow winter afternoon, I enjoyed a bit of badminton, but that was about it. But I lived in a culture that was crazy about sports. Cricket was like an official religion. The local football teams in Kolkata, East Bengal and Mohun Bagan, shared a legendary rivalry. Who do you support, East Bengal or Mohun Bagan? School friends would ask. I supported neither, but I had to choose one or else feel left out, or worse, branded a sissy. I sat through telecasts of Wimbledon finals because my friends did, even though in reality I was known to make every excuse known to man to duck tennis practice. But I had to pass. To be bad at sports was okay, but to be uninterested in sports was just abnormal. When I first arrived in the United States, an American classmate at my university said, "Oh, you're from India. You'll find our baseball so confusing. It's like your cricket, but it's not." I marveled at why it was called the World Series when 99% of the world didn't play it. But I didn't find it confusing because I just didn't know enough cricket to be confused by baseball. And I watched neither anyway. But while America was mad about sports, as the foreigner, I could be excused for not understanding either baseball or American football. It was okay to go shopping on Super Bowl Sunday because the stores were empty, or be interested in only the ads during halftime. Now, my Indian friends in San Francisco, many of them immigrants like me, seem to have adopted the Warriors with great gusto, like some rite of passage to America. I've been invited to Warriors parties, which I've had to duck. One friend is a diehard fan, while her wife, who had been interested in Bollywood, not basketball, cheers and swears lustily at the television set. My host wears blue and yellow Warriors sneakers in the house while watching the game. She even snuck out of the opening night of a film festival in the Castro in San Francisco to go watch the game in a gay bar around the corner. "Those gays," she said, shaking her head later, "they know nothing about the game at all." But they were still watching and drinking. And I am by osmosis learning bits about the NBA. As I got my hair cut, I learned about flagrant fouls. As I waited at a bar for a table at the hopping Mexican restaurant next door, I watched the Warriors win one of the final games. As I took a bus on another final night, the man sitting next to me explained with utter confidence that it was all rigged. "They will lose tonight," he said, "so they can play one more game and make money." A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, but in this case, a little knowledge is an essential thing. It's enough for Uber conversation, at least. Too bad about the Warriors, right? I can say that without admitting until last week I didn't know what Steph Curry looked like or who LeBron James played for that matter. I'm discovering not sports, but the power of sports as a social glue to bring a city together. And even though I don't know my NBA at all, I have snuck into that communion. And when the Cleveland Cavaliers dethroned the mighty Warriors, I felt a kind of hush all over my world as well. Sports used to make me feel like the outsider, the one left out of the game. Now that I'm not trying to pass, I can actually enjoy the drama without the anxiety of a rite of masculinity. I won't get season tickets or even a t-shirt. I will still never be a warrior. but I can be a bit of a foot soldier on the sidelines at least.
Splash, watch me. Splash. Splash. Pop up, splash, watch me. Splash. Splash. Pull up, splash, watch me. Splash, watch me. Splash.
This is Sandeep Roy for KALW.
Drop 20 or better. My team in here with me. We splashing together. Soak in the moment. Me and last is forever. No cheese for this selfie. Face of a killer. One heck of a tank. Need some really big rings. All draped in our gold. All of us kings. Pull up and splash. 10 grand in the dish. 10 more in the back. We hop out and splash. Just sit, just sitting money. Just getting started.